You know, like they get paralyzed and then some of them get cured. It's control now. It's control, under control now. They have a way of curing it. But if they could only find a cure for cancer like that.
Who found a cure for it?
Polio, that's what it is. Look how suddenly, that's the way a cancer cure come on someday.
Remember that disease that children...
These babies have cancer. I wonder where they get cancers.
Do you remember that disease that children used to die from? They would choke. It would, in their, right here, they'd choke in the...
Adam's apple, you call it?
In the throat.
What?
Diphtheria. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a child disease. I had all that. Diphtheria, measles. And then we used to get smallpox down here, but they got that down.
What did they give you for malaria?
That's a hard disease to kill. It sticks with you for years.
What did they give you for?
I guess different syrups and body cleansers, things to build you up.
Yeah, quite.
You get chills. Well, your father's a doctor, y'all know that.
Yeah.
You ever quiz him about cures and that?
Yeah, but of course, we don't have malaria much anymore. What did y'all used to get for?
Well, this is a section. We don't have much of it down here. I never hear of it. I never heard of it since I grew up. It's been controlled. But it's swampy ground. Louisiana's all swamps, you know, it gets underwater. So we used to have like malaria and the scarlatina, the scarlet fever, all those fevers. Arthritis. Well, arthritis is everywhere now. These northern women work hard all their life. They work in cup stands and ballrooms and where there's water, you know, and they get arthritis with all that hard work. It's no respect of persons.
The things that you used to give for malaria, this is kind of a tonic. Do you remember what that was?
Well, they take whiskey, some of them, toddy.
Quinine?
Milk, yeah, that's right, quinine, whatever you want to call it.
Quinine.
And put that in a toddy, milk, and hot milk, which warm, hot or warm, and liquor, and this quinine mixed up, and it would help.
Yeah.
It killed a lot of people, too. They had a time down here, yellow fever was another disease. New Orleans suffered quite a bit. It was an epidemic right after the Civil War, and the bodies would be 500, 600 people die a day. They had to burn some of the bodies. I heard my elders talk about that. That's way
malaria.
Back ahead of my time.
Yellow fever and malaria.
Yeah, but all those things are ills of people.
Do you know what they call that disease that made your skin turn yellow?
That's malaria.
Well.
Oh, jaundice, J-A-U-N-D-I-S.
Yeah.
Jaundice, isn't it?
See,
my mind's a late shit if I am old.
The things that, I never doubted that.
I had a miserable night while you were listening to music. I got aggravated and disturbed, and I tried to ring up 3-4 people, and they say they don't go nowhere, and they wasn't home. Where was it? They were out somewhere, which was dangerous.
Yes,
maybe they went to the concert, but those ladies don't bother me. They don't like that kind of music. You gotta like that kind of music. Everybody don't.
Yeah.
You like phonemonic music?
Okay, pretty good. I must be frank with you. It's so complex that it's difficult for me to follow.
Yeah.
Follow it most.
I can't
of the time.
Remember all them etudes and OP, whatever that's opera or something. I don't understand those musical terms. But Beethoven and all that, you get to like it and to know it, you know. And you want to go somewhere nice, so you got to listen to it. Well, I like classical music, a little bit modern, you know.
Yes, ma'am. You might say, we were talking about the things that, the clothes you owned, and you said, it's something, what about an adult who had some clothes that somebody